Yeah, it should be just delightful out there. Chase and I were just talking a couple of minutes ago off the air. You know, folks out there swinging hammers, having to climb up on roofs, things like that. Once again, this time of year makes us glad that we have that inside job, you know, where we don't have to do a lot of things as far as lifting is concerned. And all we have to do is try to think. That sometimes is tough for us.
Yeah, it's a full-time deal sometimes.
So Governor Chris Christie taking a little bit of heat. Son's baseball game that he went to took a state helicopter. After he got out of the chopper, he got in a black car with tinted windows that drove him about 100 yards to the baseball field.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. 100 yards.
Yeah, he left in the fifth inning.
That ain't good.
No wonder he's not running for president.
Yeah, spokesperson said in the email, "It's a means of transportation that is occasionally used as the schedule demands. This has historically been the case in prior administrations as well, and we continue to be judicious in limiting its use." Excuse me, I don't know where he was, but you know, this is a guy who has talked about state spending is out of control, and he needs to either say, "I'm going to have to miss my son's game because I'm in the wrong place at this time," or he needs to get his butt over there like the rest of us would. That's stupid. That's asking for trouble. And, you know, I guess we'll remember that for a while, and he'll have to fade a little heat for that. So you can now take all that useless information about yourself from Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You can turn it into a real book. A German company called Deutsche Post DHL, don't know if it's part of the shipping company, has just released a new Facebook app called Social Memories. It scans your profile, then uses that to create a 30-page book that's all about you.
Oh, how nice.
It includes your pictures, your status updates, and, of course, your friends.
Well, yeah, because, you know, well, in life in general, it's all about me.
I think so.
And a great marketing strategy on Amazon that includes that, too. Yes.
Technology website, thenextweb.com, says you can view the app's layout on screen free, but if you want to print it, it's going to cost you $27. So, there you go. Isn't that wonderful? And a power outage in Ontario, Canada, caused by a patio umbrella. CNews says that nearly 2,000 homes without electricity this week, thanks to an umbrella that got carried away by a gust of wind. Object drifted onto the power lines, tripped a main breaker. Spokesperson for the power company says it's the first outage due to umbrellas ever. As for the umbrella itself, it was no longer usable. Kind of like when a squirrel gets in there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Inconvenient for us. The squirrel is pretty much unusable.
Right.
That.
So right.
There yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Life-altering commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very true. Alan's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
So you know, you star in those in the videos that y'all create. The show. What's the name of the show?
Bryan Living and Learning.
That's it. Now during the summer, do you try to stay indoors, or do you have to pretty much have to get out there and do that?
Yeah. We usually try to stay indoors.
Yeah.
Of course, we shoot the show indoors.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But there's some shoots that we have to be out in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you go back to the office and you're soaking wet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then that's uncomfortable.
Wasted for the day. Yeah.
So.
And I was wondering about that, is if, you know, if you can work on staying indoors during the summer. And
we try to. But sometimes, you know, there's things. We're going to be showing the new water tank construction that's going on near downtown.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have to get out there. We can't shoot that from a car.
No, got to do that.
So that'll be.
Here's what it looks like as you drive by.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here we stopped, and this is what it looks like.
We'll definitely be out there with those guys. The good thing is that we can leave and go back indoors.
That's right.
While they stay out there.
They're out there doing their stuff.
That's a nice feeling.
All right, what's going on in your place?
Okay, I've got several things, and I'm going to do them in chronological order.
Okay, cool.
Starting today, reminder that the Carnegie History Center has been closed since yesterday. They're replacing the AC unit.
Oh, okay.
Of temperatures.
Yep.
So that one will still be going on until Friday. Now, I do understand that they will be open or they'll have their book sale out front for First Friday like they normally do in front of the Carnegie.
Okay.
Because AC won't be required outside. So that leads me to the First Friday. First Friday is this Friday in downtown Bryan. A number of the exciting things that are going on are, I know they're showing a movie in downtown Bryan at Sale Park. That's going to be Madagascar for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
That one's sponsored by Madden's Cafe. And also Downtown Uncorked. That one's starting around dusk. So whenever it starts getting dark, that movie will start showing. The Village Cafe has music, and they also have classes of the 70s from Bryan High School. They have a reunion event out there.
Sure.
So if you haven't heard about that, check out Village Cafe for that. Art exhibits, it's also a art step, the month of June is. So we've got art exhibits at the Frame Gallery, the Forsyth, the Village Cafe, St. Andrew's Episcopal, and Architects Studio. There'll be music, there's a farmer's market, and of course the horse-drawn carriages are always going on down there on First Friday, so check all that out on Friday. Saturday's the Aviation Expo we've been talking about down at Coulter Field. Vintage airplanes, there's an app demonstrator that's coming out there to show off some of their aviation apps. They've got different, I think there's going to be a couple formation flights towards the end. It's free to the family. You can even take plane rides on one of those planes. It's I think it's like $300 for a plane ride.
But oh, my, yeah.
If you want to go up in a World War II bomber plane, sure. Yeah. That's your opportunity. It's also going to be from, the whole thing's going to be from 10 to 5, free. They're going to have food out there and things of that sort. So check out Aviation Expo at Coulter Field out on Highway 21. And then last, wanted to mention, Monday we have our first public hearing on the new redistricting map that our council approved last week. This is your opportunity to kind of look at the map if you haven't already checked it out online or if you have any comments about it. The meeting is at 6 p.m. at Fire Station 5 out on West Villa Maria. So if you want to check that out, if you haven't gotten all your information off the website already, which you can do, it's on posted to the city website at bryantx.gov. You can go to that public meeting and have your public meetings
all
comments
right.
heard.
Find out more about that.
That's right.
Right. Okay. That's it.
That's all I got.
Okay. Alan Brugman here this morning from the City of Bryan. Thanks, man. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Bet visit those folks on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.